Life Audio.
I'm a Hypocrite, written by John Upchurch and read by Steven Sanders. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. Matthew 6, verse 5. The college me would call the current me a hypocrite. That's what I did back then. Anyone claiming to be a Christian automatically earned the prestigious title. I could judge, after all, because I sat in my lofty seat in the college library and weighed such grave matters in my head and in my poetry. My pencil could strike down any Christian follower with a witty rhyme. I knew they were all fake. So I had a lot to learn about love, but I was right about the hypocrisy thing. The current me is, in fact, a hypocrite. Jesus warned us not to be like the hypocrites, those who put on a show, but don't let the show touch their hearts. And when I'm honest, that's exactly what I do sometimes. My worship becomes a series of movements, a tentative toe tap into the spiritual waters. All the while, my mind has drifted off to my bank account, my schedule, and my Instagram feed. That type of worship isn't worship. It's a show put on for my own gratification, one that makes me feel better about doing the Christian thing. In those moments, I'm exactly what my college self accused me of. Hypocrite. Thankfully, Jesus warned me about all this ahead of time. When my body and mind get out of sync, when my devotion becomes a demonstration, his warnings inevitably hit me in the chin. Matthew 6 cues up on my audio Bible. His admonitions pop up on someone's blog, or I just catch myself in the act. That's when I see just how much I'm simply going through the motions. Unlike my college self, who judged to feel superior, God unmasks hypocrisy because he wants me to get real. His gentle and not so gentle nudges slap me out of my one-man show. Intersecting faith and life. When Jesus warned his followers about hypocrisy, he knew they'd need the reminder. He knew that we would need the reminder 2,000 years later. Why? Because humans like to put on a good show, and we don't always live what we believe. Our hearts skip off like sheep, while our bodies do those Christian duties. Thankfully, God's in the shepherding business. He knows how to shear that acting junk right off. For further reading, check out Matthew 6, verse 1, and Isaiah 29, verse 1.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.